Lesson 3. Roundup time in Virginia. You might think cowboys round up wild horses only in the movies, but there is an island near Virginia where this really happens. Let us explore Assateague Island and learn about its famous wild horses. What are wild horses doing there? Some say they first arrived on the island in the 1500s when a Spanish ship was wrecked in the Atlantic Ocean, and the horses on board swam ashore. Others say that is just a story. What we do know for certain is that they have been on the island for hundreds of years. There are no residents on the island, so the horses have it all to themselves. Assateague horses do not grow very big. Most are the size of a pony. Perhaps that is because there are not many kinds of plants to eat on the island. The horses live mostly on marsh grass, which is quite salty. They also feed on seaweed and even poison ivy. The amount of salt they take in causes them to drink twice as much water as other horses. This makes them look rather fat around the middle. The island of Assateague is not very big. If the number of horses grows too large, there is not enough grass for all of the animals. Then some of them could starve. To make sure this does not happen, the people on the nearby island of Shincateague came up with an idea to help the horses. Shincateague is between Assateague and the Virginia coast. Its firefighters, who are all volunteers, hold a summer roundup of the horses and then sell them. This helps to control the number of horses and also raises money for their fire department. The roundup usually takes place on the last Wednesday of July. The firefighters go to Assateague to collect as many of the horses as they can. A vet then examines each one to make sure they are healthy. Those that are too young or too frail stay on the island. The rest of the horses are driven into the water. They have to swim across the narrow channel to Shincateague, which is about 100 yards away. The roundup takes place in July when the sea is calm and the current is not strong. The horses swim ashore and spend the night penned up in the center of the town. The next day there is an auction. Up to 80 animals might be sold. Then, the ones that do not sell swim back to Assateague for another year. Usually people pay about $2,000 for one of the horses. The new owners like these animals because they are intelligent and easy to train. Young children enjoy riding them because of their small size. Many people first heard of these creatures by reading a novel by Marguerite Henry called Misty of Shincateague. It came out in 1947 and tells the story of Paul and Maureen Beebe, two children who have one great ambition. They want to own one of the wild horses that run free on Assateague. To discover how they find Misty, the horse of their dreams, and how they get the money to buy her, you have to read the book.